G-39. Landing site, Great Shelter, New Kerguelen. For the first time upon landing on New Kerguelen, Dan McCarthy and his party were left in their suspended animation capsules and alone in the craft which had carried them through the gate between Earth and the messenger's home world. The reason for their visit, the recently discovered gateway between New Kerguelen and another alien world, was the same underlying reason why Sacco had made a late and unilateral decision to initially leave the craft without his human visitors so that he could gauge the mood of his fellow messengers and ascertain the best course of action. So much had already changed so quickly, with the gate's discovery having been followed by the deaths of three young messengers who tried to cross it just hours later. On reflection, Sacco now felt that if anything else on this kind of scale had occurred since he ventured to Earth to alert his friends and confidants of those deaths, bringing his guests out into public sight without any prior announcement might have caused more problems than it solved. Some on New Kerguelen still unfairly considered humans blameworthy for the deception the architects had conducted on New Kerguelen for so long, and with groupthink running rampant, Sacco feared that this blame game might have taken hold and that a seal may have been broken with the first violent deaths in his planet's known history, possibly ushering in an unwelcome cycle of more to follow. Sacco didn't plan to leave his human friends for long, and didn't take his decision to leave them at all lightly, but if his time with the McCarthys had taught him anything, it was that how events were handled and presented to an edgy populace could make a major difference in terms of societal stability. Emma wasn't there, but the lessons she had indirectly taught Sacco were still doing their part to keep Dan and Tara as safe as possible.